Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 429 of our classic podcast, and it's Austin Amarca from February of 2004. Austin owns an auto repair shop, and he comes on the show to complain about the fact that he's suffering from, among other things, Bell's palsy, which is paralysis of a certain body part, a temporary paralysis from stress. He has hypertension. He has all kinds of nervous ailments and twitches. So do his mechanics, and it's all from having to explain auto repair to women. So it's some good old-school sexism, as only Austin and our crew here can perform. Let's listen now to Austin Amarca from February of 2004. It's episode 429 of our classic podcast.
We have a guest with us. The gentleman's name is Austin Amarca. As I understand it, the auto repair rates are fixed in some states, and in others, of course, there are sliding scales. Last week, there were two separate lawsuits filed against this gentleman's repair shop. The repair center is it's Amarca Motors, sir?
That is correct. Amarca Motors in Lancaster.
Now, the lawsuits were filed by two different women who said that you were overcharging women. Not men, but women for auto repair. Now, you've filed a countersuit stating that there are legitimate business reasons for charging women more money for auto repair. And I really want to hear you on this, sir. Thank you for joining us.
It is my pleasure.
So you're not denying that this overcharging is taking place?
I think that I'm pioneering something. I think I'm pioneering a new rate scale in auto repair that has been neglected and needs to be addressed. Today in America, auto mechanics, particularly people in the service manager end of auto repair, suffer a high level of workman's compensation on-job injury because of the stress related to having to explain to female customers a repair as opposed to a male customer. We're charging a fair price based not only on the work and labor, but on the time that I've spent explaining the repair to a female customer instead of a male customer. So please understand, rather than viewing myself as a dishonest business owner, we do view ourselves as pioneers in the area of fair pricing and work in auto repair.
All right, but what are you pioneering? I mean, that women deserve to be charged more money?
We've determined, and I've been in this business almost 18 years, I've probably spent almost 2,000 hours unpaid, 2,000 hours unpaid, explaining repairs or needed repairs to female customers. We all know the saying that time is money, and in my business, the hours I spend are called labor.
Well, I'm aware that there is, you know, Mr. Market, there's a prevailing belief that women are not as savvy as men, perhaps, when it comes to auto repair. But as I can tell you, I know a lot of men, myself included, who need to have something explained a couple of times, too. So why charge women more when there are men who need to have this kind of explanation?
Well, let me explain the difference, because once I explain this, I think you'll see what I'm saying. In explaining repairs to a woman, not only do you have to be very, very basic, this is what the engine looks like, this is... I mean, I've had to say, this plastic thing here holds your windshield wiper fluid, and it's very slow, it's very methodical. I was diagnosed with, I grind my teeth at night. The doctor told me I had this teeth grinding because when I get home, it's called TMJ, that when I get home, I'm ready to just, tear a door off a wall from the slow process of explaining to a woman, and on top of it, I have to remain fairly clean in my vocabulary.
But what is different about that than men?
Well, what's different about a man is I can be free with my vocabulary, for instance.
You're talking about using obscenities?
Except men don't get upset and you can relax with them. You can have a cigarette or a Coke. You can tell an off-color joke that might help your communication with a woman. I woke up one morning two summers ago with a Bell's palsy. The right side of my face was paralyzed because I had been for 18 years slowly and methodically like I was at nursery school explaining this to women.
You got Bell. What is Bell's palsy? Is that a paralysis?
That is a paralysis, yes, sir, brought on by stress.
Does it go away?
Yes, sir, it does, but I'm sitting there trying to do my business with my face paralyzed because a woman, tell me again what a what's a carburetor do? And this, and I want to. My faith has helped me. My religion has helped me a lot.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8666. I want you to give me an example in a moment of a repair that you would have to explain to a woman and why it would cause physical strain and trauma to the point where you get Bell's palsy. And you've mentioned stroke, heart attack that other mechanics suffer. 1-800-449-8666. 1-800-449-8666. Should women be charged more for auto repair because you have to explain things longer to them? Give me an example of a repair that you would have to explain to a woman.
Well, I had a lady in yesterday, the flywheel, she had an old Pontiac, and the flywheel, the alternator, had frozen up, so the bearings on the flywheel were shot, and I had to order a new alternator, and this lady, Mrs. Thomas, wanted me to go through it, start at the beginning. I said, all right, this thing here supplies energy to your radio and to your lights and everything and all that, and this rubber thing is a belt. I mean, I'm having it.
You're having to say to this lady, this rubber thing here is a belt.
Well, it was the belt going from the fan belt to the alternator. And when this thing turns, I said to her, because when I said flywheel, she said, well, I don't know, what is that? What is a flywheel? I said, it's this thing here that turns. And it stopped turning, so the rubber belt burned off, and the motor stopped supplying juice. And she says, what motor? I said, well, the engine to the car. And as I'm explaining this, I'm getting, I can feel the veins in my neck. I can feel myself getting flush. I can feel myself, the feeling in my right arm beginning to go in and out, fading in and out. And I said, this big thing is the engine. She said, what do you mean by supplying the juice? And I said, well, I'm talking about the power, the electrical power to the accessories. And I got home. I had called my doctor. I had a very severe diarrhea reaction. I had a mild anxiety attack, and for the first time in my life, and this is difficult for me to share with you, I have a beautiful Weimaraner hunting dog. Her name is Kelly. I've had this beautiful animal for 5 years. For the first time in my life, I came home, and I wanted to do bad things to it.
You're telling me, Mr. Amarca, that you are undergoing stress relative to having to explain to women what certain repairs are so severe that it causes you physical malady and you need to raise your prices.
Explaining these simple repairs to a woman is like explaining to a child why the fire will hurt or why don't put your fingers. You know, I don't want to comment.
Are you saying that women are stupid somehow? Because I got to tell you.
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, hold on. Believe me, I know women who can take apart. I was at the Colorado River, or my wife was, I should say, at the Colorado River one time, where another woman helped her repair her jet ski. You knew the basic function of the motor, the engine. You say all women are like this?
Well, the ones who can repair an automobile are generally going to do it themselves, and they're not in the category of the women that I'm talking. I mean, these the ones you're talking about are. A lot of times, I've got two of them working for me.
You have two female mechanics.
Well, I've got two, yeah, female mechanics, but they're very, they're not like any woman you know. I mean, they're, you know.
Well, what are you saying, they're lesbians or?
Well, I believe their orientation, yes, sir. But I'm talking about a regular housewife and.
So you are saying you came home from explaining to this woman what a alternator was and what a flywheel was, and you wanted to do bad things to your dog. What does that mean?
It means I felt a tension that I had to release, and I wanted to run my dog over. Forgive me.
All right. So just one more question, sir. I'm going to take a break. All right. I'm talking with Austin Amarca.
Certainly.
I'm talking with Austin Amarca. He owns Amarca Motors in Lancaster, California. He charges women more money for repairs because he says he has to take more time explaining to them what the repair means. So as the result of this trauma that you say you're undergoing, therefore you charge the women more money.
And now that you've heard what I've said, you can see that this is going to be, in my opinion, and the one good thing is this is going to be a slam dunk. I think the assembled jury will see the logic.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Chris, who is on the line. You're with Austin Amarca on the Phil Henry Show. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, I'm an engineer in the city of Detroit, And I'd like to know what the difference is between explaining a car repair to a female engineer and a gentleman who's a florist in a car
I said, women such as yourself are few and far between. And generally, a woman that knows a lot of the mechanical things that you know, may I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Are you a lesbian or any kind of thing like that? Or
I think that's an extremely sexist remark along with your current...
Yeah.
Well, ma'am, I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm trying to be fair
to
myself.
That question is extremely sexist.
I don't understand. All right, well, I'm saying the average housewife or just a woman who is, you know, wears high heels or whatever you want to say, I got to explain to them, you are very rare.
Also saying that most women, if you will explain things to them, do understand on the first explanation.
Well,
how many men have you had to have the exact same discussion with that are extremely unknowledgeable about automobiles?
Yeah, that was my point.
Well, it's a good question, but I explained to Mr. Henry, with a man, you can tell an off-the-crude joke, you can say the F-word and all this.
Pardon me for interrupting, but do you ask them if they have an alternate lifestyle?
No, because they've got business suits and all that. They look like
they're
probably...
But you feel very comfortable asking me if I have an alternate lifestyle.
Well,
is that correct?
Let me rephrase that. Do you believe in same-sex marriage?
That's a point that's outside of this discussion.
Well,
why would you ask that?
It's my opinion that if she did, it's a higher probability that she knows how to change oil or this kind of thing.
All right, so the point here is lesbians know how to repair cars more readily than straight women.
Oh, that works
well. Well, that's been the two that I got working for me, Joey and the other gal, got to get her name because I just hired her yesterday. Man, I'll tell you, they are great.
Sir, I have to be honest with you. I've never changed my own oil in my life, nor am I a lesbian. However, it does not take me for the explanation to figure out what's wrong with my car.
All right,
I'm sorry. What I'm asking is, if you have a gentleman asking exactly the same questions as a woman does,
yes, ma'am.
Are you going to charge him by the same rates?
No, I will not.
Why not?
The reason for that is while I explain it to the man, it's more relaxing explaining it to the man because I can pepper the explanation with an F word here.
That is sexist.
Well, women don't want me to talk like that. If women didn't mind it, it might not be
sexist. Half the men you're saying it to don't want you to talk like that either, but they don't know how to tell you not to.
I don't know how you can make that determination. Can I ask one more question?
I think you've asked the lady enough questions, Mr. Marka. You're the guest.
I just wanted to know if she was on any hormone medication. That is truly over the line.
I
haven't quite reached the age where that's a requirement.
How long is the pause in your understanding when the mechanic asks you, when was the last time you changed your transmission fluid? Let's say I'm the mechanic. When's the last time, and I forgot your name.
It's Chris.
Chris. When's the last time you changed your transmission fluid?
4 months ago.
See, that's really aggressive and very, like a lesbian or something. I don't know.
Well, come on, Mr. Remark. Are you saying because a woman knows emphatically when she changed her transmission fluid, she sounds like a lesbian?
Well, but what I'm asking the lady is, has she lost her uterus? Does she smoke camels? What is the...
It's got nothing to do with it.
And what I'm saying to the gentleman is he couldn't find a more sexist case if he tried.
Well, ma'am, I'm not trying. I think this is a slam dunk in court because we've got mechanics dropping dead of heart attacks on driveways all over America because they know today's the day Mrs. So-and-so is going to come in to pick up her Packard.
And I'll watch my language, and I hope they find you hanging up after this suit is over.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm trying to help mechanics.
Well, I think those were some very good questions the lady asked because everything that you asked her had to do with sexual orientation, and I don't think it was responsive. Thank you, Chris, for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, I think you're portraying me in a way that I think is decidedly negative. I take this case into court. It's a slam dunk because I've got mechanics out there, some of them that can't use their left side, some that are dragging a leg behind them when they go into their office, and you're telling me that I can't
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We'll take a very quick break and be right back with your calls for Austin Amarca, the owner of Amarca Motors, on why he says he's charging more money to women for repairing their cars. Why? Because it takes him longer to explain to a woman a repair, and time is money. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, God's favorite radio show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Back with Austin Amarca, who is facing two separate lawsuits from female customers at his repair shop. It's an auto repair shop called Amarca Motors in Lancaster, California. You say that you are, Mr. Amarca, pioneering something good for auto mechanics, right?
Yes, sir, I do. And
all right, now, why concentrating on sexual orientation? So if a woman knows about a car, she's got to be a lesbian.
Well, I don't know if that's the case, but I will tell you, two of my top mechanics, and I found out Joey and Tony, who I hired Tony last week, these are two, what do you want to call, lesbians, who, they're probably the best front-end people. Joey's the best front-end mechanic I've ever had, and Tony does transmissions, and she also does rear axle repair, and I can have a beer with them, shoot pool or what have you, and yes, they are lesbians, but I don't hold that against them. I hired them and they work and everything.
And they're just one of the guys, huh?
Well, I mean, in a way they are, yeah. But if you get a straight woman who comes in here, and I work till about 1 o'clock every morning, you can hear my I've got two guys doing repair right now. And they say, you know, I have to have my oil changed, and what's that, and what's that, and what's that, and what's that, to the point after 18 years, I want to hurt a dog that I love very much. Is that my fault?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hold on, here is Bernadette. Bernadette, go ahead.
I just want to say this guy is the worst sexist pig I've ever heard in my life.
Well, then you don't understand the car repair business, ma'am.
Yeah, I should hope so. That's where I work.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
You know all about it, what a motor does and everything.
We don't work on engines. I work in tires and brakes, alignment, shocks. Let me talk first.
I'm talking about basic automotive repair here.
Well, so am I. Brakes are basic
tune-ups. You don't do engine tune-ups.
It's the same thing.
It most certainly is not.
Give me a friend.
If you think tuning up an engine is the same thing as aligning brakes, then you know what? you're an idiot.
Wait,
Bernadette, he's got a point. How are brakes and tuning up an engine the same?
Let me make my point really, really quick here.
Because you ain't said nothing that made no sense at all.
I can
guarantee there isn't one head mechanic in this country who doesn't have an ulcer or a facial tick because of some kind of a leg that doesn't work.
It happens to all of us because we work with idiot men, too.
I stand at the counter.
Would you just let me make my point?
Yeah, sure.
I stand at the counter all day long helping men that don't even know what their tire size is. Give me a break.
Let me ask you a question.
They don't know if they have disc or drop.
Have you had Bell's palsy?
Well, then, you know, you need to get out of the
business.
Because men are easier to talk to.
You know what you are? I know what you are. You're the cashier. Thank you. Hey, bring up car number
hardly.
Six. That's what she does. She gets on the microphone and says, bring up 3123.
Not hardly.
Yeah. Look here, little girl. You may know how to hand out the air fresheners and the Sizzler coupons after tune-up, but you sure as hell don't know cars.
I know a lot more than you think I do, but you need to get out of the business of customer service if you can't handle the fact that you need to explain to your customers what you're going to do to their car.
Listen to this. There, did you hear that?
Well, that was really mature.
That was very mature.
Oh, man. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Should women be charged more for auto repair? Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Austin Marka joins us. Mr. Marka, in some of the papers you filed on behalf of your side in this lawsuit that alleges you've overcharged women for auto repairs, you admit that you do. You say that you do it because women need more explaining when it comes. They need to be talked to more when it comes to explaining auto repairs. You say it's also affected other aspects of your business. How?
Well, specifically, Mr. Henry, if you, after years and years of having to explain to women the simplest repair, and you develop a facial tic and a paralysis that makes your face look like someone slammed a door on it, there ain't a lot of people are going to want to come in and say, hi, how you doing, and talk to you about buying tires, because you've got a face that looks like that kid in that movie with Cher that I saw the other night. And I am.
But wait a minute. Are you telling me that your face is disfigured somehow?
Well, sir, I'm standing there. One side of my face droops down. I'm dragging one leg behind me. I had to fire one of my mechanics last year. This poor guy accidentally slapped a woman who asked him four times what a slow leak was in her tire. Four times. He finally slapped her. I fired the man.
As well you should have.
But at the same time, I can, you know, as I gave him his severance, I said, you know what? I would have dealt with it the same way, but I got to fire you.
You would have slapped a woman?
I can understand. When you're dragging one leg behind you because somebody said, yeah, where do you put the windshield wiper fluid?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Mary. Mary, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a question. On these jobs that you do on vehicles, are they, I know it's parts and labor, do you charge on an hourly basis also?
Yes.
You do? So then, if you're having
to take
the
time. Mary, thanks for calling. Here is Marion. Go ahead, Marion.
Yes.
I wanted to talk to that lady.
Issues with females in general. I don't know if it was his mother.
Ma'am, I'm married. I've been married. I've been married 21 years. I got no issue with
him. He has some serious issues that he needs to address with a psychiatrist. To blame all female, you know.
For what?
I truly feel sorry for this gentleman.
I don't blame all females. I blame
serious help.
Obviously, you don't hear too good. I don't blame all females. Only the ones that come in and ask stupid questions about their car.
Well, honey, I was married to a doctor.
Well, that's supposed to an auto mechanic.
When it came to doing surgery, he could do great. But as far as checking his oil, he couldn't do that. I grew up on a farm, on the other hand. I could do tune-ups. I could tear down a tractor. And I was an RN.
Mel, I'm not talking about
me.
I'm not talking about changing the spark plug on Daddy's tractor so he could go mow a lawn. I'm talking about major repair, including computer diagnosis. Okay, now at least your husband, the doctor, if he came in with a car repair, I could use some vulgar language with him, tell an off-color joke.
Why would you?
Because men talk that way.
Is your mentality to that level that you feel that your vocabulary is so limited you have to use talk?
That's the way men talk to each other.
I'm sorry, I've driven tractor-trailer now for 25 years, and let me tell you, that's not true. Just as many gentlemen do not like the off-color language or dirty jokes as women.
Well,
and
that's true.
I don't care either way myself. I figure if you're having to speak poor language, it's because mentally you
well,
lost
ma'am, this is all you're engaging
along
an
the
opinion.
Line.
You're engaging an opinion now. I'm telling you the facts. And the facts are a lot of men enjoy relaxing with a filthy joke, and as long as there's no ladies around. And I can do that. Now, if a lady comes in and asks me a question, And I can't even release tension by telling her a blonde joke or a lesbian joke or something like that. Now, next thing you know, all the blood is cut off to the right side of my body.
I'm sorry, but you're trying to blame everyone else for your own inadequacies. Mentally, you have a block there. I don't know if it was your mother, your grandmother, or who. But seriously, you need to see a psychiatrist and address those issues.
Whatever you learned on Oprah.
Then you'll become healthy.
I wish whatever you learned on Oprah, you'd practice on somebody else, not me.
Oh, I didn't learn anything on Oprah, honey. I was an RN for 14 years.
Well, all right, so you were sticking a thermometer up somebody's rear end. What does that mean? How does that make you a psychiatrist?
Oh, we had psychiatry courses as well as our medical courses.
Really?
What I'm trying to say is I've been listening to you blame everyone else for your problems.
All right, let's get to it.
Honey, you're going to have to address those problems and get deep down inside and find out where they started.
Yes. All right,
before
Dr. you Kildare.
Start living a happy, right. normal life.
Well, Dr. Laura, let me just say...
All right, enough of the smart comments.
Well, she's doing all this nickel and dime psychology, and I'd like to get right down to it with her now.
What do you mean?
Let's get to it.
What do you mean, get to it?
I want to ask the question.
What?
Well, you can run your mouth all night saying how bad women were.
I don't say women are bad.
They were.
I got two women.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of your problem. Was it your mother that was overbearing and you have an issue with females in general?
All right, I'll tell you what it is. My mother fondled me. And every woman I've known since then has tried to fondle me. And it just really makes me angry.
Okay,
what are you now?
So
what are you being a smart ass now?
She wants to get all
you're
psych-
not. You're being real.
Yeah, that's right, Mary, and I'm being real. Jesus.
All right, look. I'm tired of all this fooling around.
The lady didn't answer my question.
Which was what?
Does she take hormones? Are you
no,
on hormone?
I don't take hormones.
You're not on hormone therapy?
No, never had to.
You're not getting ready?
I never had any problem.
You're not getting ready for some kind of surgery?
Nope.
Some kind of a surgery that you'd have to take a long plane ride for.
No, I just took my DOT physical, and I'm extremely healthy, according to the doctor.
So you don't have any facial whiskers or...
Oh, come on, man.
You know something? I've been in... This lady calls up, smokes too many Virginia Slims, or wants to grow a penis. I don't know what. And she...
Well, look, you're doing an equal amount of insulting, and we could get some intelligent conversation going here.
I wasn't doing any kind of insulting.
For 3 months, I couldn't even tell if I was drooling.
To you.
And that's because
you
of some gal like you
issues.
Who tried to change her own air filter. Sweet God, she had that thing in sideways and taped it on with a sanitary napkin. Thank you. You can both go to the hot place.
Well, look at that. He hung up on me. He hung up on me.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Well, bless his heart. We got to the heart of his problem.
Well, you're right about that, Marion. So thank you very much. She tried to tape her air filter on with a sanitary napkin? Oh, my God. Yes, sir. I don't like people hanging up on me, okay?
I apologize. But I wanted to make a statement.
What?
I wanted to make a statement at the beginning of the hour. That it's been a long, hard haul for me. I'm being sued. And the announcement was made today over the KISS FM radio in Los Angeles that Rick Dees is retiring after 22 years.
I know Rick's retired. I wanted to say something about it.
My ass, you did. I heard your whole show. You didn't say nothing. And I used to listen to Rick Dees, and I always listened to him, and I loved all the joke of the day, Candid Phone, Dick Dees Jr., 65 Dees Grease, all that nonsense, the celebrity interviews.
I know, Rick, great success for 23 years.
Absolutely. And I always enjoyed it all, very much enjoyed Disco Duck, and...
That was a big song for him. Was it 1976, was it?
I believe it was, yeah. Disco Duck, and he came out on the TV show with a giant duck and everything. So I'm just very...
Are you trying to tell me that your whole thing about women and, overcharging them is you're pissed off because Dees is retiring?
Yes. That's the whole problem I got.
Well, listen, we want to all wish Rick the best. 23 years on top in Los Angeles. You know, I can't badmouth the guy. That's a great run of success. And he was always a gentleman to me. And
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you know him and everything?
I don't know Rick to pal around with him, but I've seen him at parties, and he's always been a gentleman, always been a nice man, and a class act, and a very successful guy, and we wish him great success. I mean, I think it sucks.
Well, I think it sucks so very deeply. And I'd like to say to any of the gentlemen who are responsible for Mr. T's leaving the air, if in point of fact it was not voluntary, I hope you all cook in the fifth ring.